please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about the black is black. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well and are kicking. Yes, I found all this shit about niggers. Look at this nigger Ebonics. This dude's name is 21 Savage, I guess, whatever. Explains why men don't make love songs for women anymore. Yo, bitches, some ho show, nobody sings to y'all. Yes, I don't know what the fuck this guy is saying. Like, he's saying doesn't sing love romance songs or whatever to females because women are just awful creatures. Yes, in case you can't tell, niggas can't speak. Neither can I, but I'm not the one that's speaking Ebonics. I'm just speaking broken English. Oh, man. Well, you want to prove fucking some Ebonics bullshit? I got a clip of niggers that can't word. Well, I can't either, so... I guess the line lead... Oop, you see what I mean? The blind leading the blind. Anyways, let's continue.
End this card for me.
She wore a suit, clothes that were... Who's this for?
Well, friends, let me see if I could do with my wetback tongue. Can I read this shit? It says, she wore a silhouette of clothes that were extraordinary but somewhat gauche. You see, I did it. Yay! I thought I was gonna fuck it up. Yes, but I have a wetback tongue. Yes, well, what do you want me to do? Yes, but these niggers can't word, so yeah, at least I did it. So let's see what this bitch could do, right? Let's roll the clip.
Extraordinary but somewhat Gertrude?
Gertrude? No, stupid bitch. It's gauche. It means something, it's French, it means left. Yeah, so it means something that's awkward, doesn't fit her right. So pretty much what this sentence is saying, that the bitch is wearing nice clothes, but it looks like shit on her. That's what it means. And because you're a stupid nigger, and you need to go back to the plantation, or I don't know, go get fucked or something. But yeah, you shouldn't be in high school. Well, most people don't need to learn because they're stupid, but that's a story for another day. So let's continue.
Now explain what that means.
I don't know.
She wore a sahalet of clothes that were extraordinary, whatever.
Yes, this future criminal of America can't even fucking speak right. As a matter of fact, what the hell is that shit on his head? What the fuck did they do to his head, man? Shit. I swear, man, nowadays people get some weird-ass fucking things done to themselves. What is that shit? Did you pay someone to do that to your hair? Or did you lose a bet? I don't know, man. People nowadays are fucking weird to me, but whatever. Let's continue.
Weird, bro, but somewhat gooch.
What does that mean?
She wore a lot... Wait, she wore... Bro, I don't know, bro.
Yes, friends, that's going to be a future scientist of America. Yes, friends, internalize that shit. This is the stuff that's being produced here in America. So what the fuck is going to happen? Oh, I can imagine the shit that's going to happen. But whatever, that's what we're doing. So let's continue.
Take the card back, please.
She wore a... Oh, baby.
Yes, friends, look at this fucking nigger bitch. She's fucking ugly. Look at that fucking weird-ass nose. It looks like she has a fucking, like, a garlic, like a fucking big giant bulb of garlic on her fucking face. Yeah, she's a disgusting-ass bitch, in my opinion. Yes, she's young and tasty, but I wouldn't touch her. Gross. But I'm sure there are thirsty-ass fucks that want this shit, but, I'll leave it to all you fucking degenerate freaks, whatever. Enjoy.
Wear a silhouette of clothes that were... Bitch, I don't know that word. I don't even know how to read. I don't know why.
There you have it, friends. These people shouldn't be going to school. They shouldn't be learning. No, they should be fucking in the plantations. Yes, go pick that cotton, you dumb bitch, because that's all you're good for. And not that very well, but whatever. Let's continue.
She wore a silhouette of clothes that were extraordinary, but somewhat gauche?
Alright, now what does that mean?
I have no idea.
Guess what, friends? This motherfucker is young and virile. So what is he gonna do? He's gonna breed like rabbits. So yes, you want more of these motherfuckers running around that are this dumb fucking stupid? Yes, friends. This is the future that we live in. Enjoy.
Like it's cool. She were
I don't know what this shit say.
Yeah, look at this fucking nigga. You think he has that big fucking skull that he'll be smart enough? But no, this fucking retard doesn't know shit. Yes, he has a big fucking giant head. He looks like Megamind. Yes, but this fucking nigga knows nothing. He's a mega retard. But these people are fucking here. They're here to stay. So what the fuck are you gonna do with these fucking creatures? Oh, we could turn them into a fucking slurry and feed them to animals. But we can't do that kind of shit. Not yet anyways. But whatever. Let's continue.
I can't read it.
Well, it looks like the children are fucking cooked, huh? Well, let's see what Dad's doing. Yes, friends, the adults fucking niggers are doing some dumbass shit too, so yeah, let's watch this fucking pile of fun, right? Enjoy.
KETV Newswatch 7's Beth Carlson joins us with the arrest report and the allegations.
And a warning for our viewers, Beth, these are allegations that are tough to hear, right?
Well, friends, here's this fucking guy. This guy is... yeah, he's a fucking piece of shit. So yeah, maybe we should start doing a purge day because of people like this. I don't know, it's just an idea. And remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only. And this is just my bullshit delusional, so don't pay attention to me because I'm insane. Anyways, let's continue.
Well, that's right. The victims say this happened in their townhome near 13th and Leavenworth. Scott allegedly came in the middle of the night through an unlocked front door. They say...
Yeah, you have this fucking nice fine gentleman going to your house, and then he gives you the gift. Yes, imagine this should happen during Christmas. Oh yeah, this motherfucker would be the fucking Grinch. Eat that, little fucking Soo-hoo. Enjoy.
He took his clothes off and went to a 9-year-old boy's bedroom.
Yes, friends, that's some crazy shit. You see this fucking guy, he's fucking some old dude. Yeah, he's probably in his fucking 50s. He takes off all his clothes so his dick is fucking hanging right there. And he's inside your fucking bedroom. A 9-year-old boy's bedroom with a grown-ass naked man. Shit, what the fuck's gonna happen? I don't know. Well, let's continue.
That's when the boy screamed for his grandfather.
Well, I don't know. Is this kid crying for his grandpa to come and save him? Or is it so they could have a threesome? I don't know. People are fucked up nowadays. But whatever. Let's continue.
Now, according to court documents, the grandfather of that child went in and found the suspect standing at the foot of the bed. He then walked Scott out of the house.
What the fuck? You walked this dude out of your house? What the fuck? Were you giving him like a fucking like a grand tour of your house? This is the kitchen. This is the bedroom. Yeah, man. I wouldn't be doing this shit. I'll fucking put a fucking rope around his neck and fucking hang him from a tree. Or at least if I'm gonna be escorting him out, it's because I'm gonna execute him. Yeah, I want blood inside my house. Just saying.
House. He told police he went back inside and found Scott's clothes. But when he...
What the fuck? This makes no sense. It says right here, but when he went to give him, he had taken off? What the fuck is that supposed to mean? Does it mean that you give him the clothes, the guy put him back on, then he takes them off? Or he refuses to put them on, begin with, or what? I don't know, man. Women say some stupid shit, and this does involve niggers, so whatever.
He went to give them to him, he had taken off. That's when the family called 911. Now, later that night, officers got a second call alleging that Scott, while naked, went into a nearby Airbnb.
What the fuck? This dude is the fucking Grinch. He's just going home to home and spreading the love, isn't he? Yes, what the fuck is this shit? But whatever, I guess you do you, right? Well, let's continue.
He told people inside it was his own home. Police found Scott wearing only his socks on the corner of 14th and Leavenworth.
Oh, I guess you're getting some stocking stuffers, huh? Yeah, the guy's wearing his fucking socks and he's naked as fuck. He's like, here you go, enjoy.
KETV Investigates looked into Scott's history. He was convicted of first-degree sexual assault in 1987 and attempted sexual assault in 1999.
Check it out. This dude is a career criminal. Instead of robbing banks, he's robbing booties. Yes, friends, this is the stuff that America produces. Enjoy.
He's a lifetime sex offender. Now, that means he's required to check in at the sheriff's office every 3 months.
Yes, this guy has to fucking do his bullshit every 3 fucking months. Yes, but they let him out fucking scot-free so he could do fucking bullshit. Yeah, why are the judges doing this shit, I wonder? Why? Is it because you're trying to destabilize the country so you could do your nefarious fucking bullshit? Yes, maybe these judges should be fucking crucified. Why not, right? You like to give harsh sentences to some people and some people don't give them shit. So maybe we should give them fucking some bullshit like that. Hey, you make a deal, you break a deal, you face the wheel, right? Anyways, let's continue.
But according to the arresting documents, Scott was sent to jail 4 different times, spending a grand total of 5 years behind bars for not checking in and verifying his sex offender status.
Hey ladies, now you know this guy's credentials. Yeah, he's certified now. He's a certified lover. So which one of you lovely ladies wants to take him home? Any takers? Huh? I see you in the back. You want this motherfucking nigger. Enjoy.
Now, today a judge set his bond at $1.25 million. He was charged with several felonies, including child abuse, burglary, indecent exposure, and violating the sex offender registry.
Oh yes, don't worry, next week he'll be out on fucking bond and he'll be walking around the streets to do more bullshit. It's because they want these goblins to fuck shit up, so like that we'll give up our fucking rights, and then we're slaves. Yes, they want us to be niggers. fuck that shit, but whatever, let's continue.
Now, authorities say Scott hasn't checked in on his sex offender status since September of 2025. That was 7 months ago. Men
only want Gee, doesn't that prove to you that our legal system is fucking bullshit? Some people get away with all kinds of fucking shit. And then when you try to fucking jaywalk, you get crucified. Make sense of that shit. Yes, our fucking legal system is all fucking bullshit. But don't worry, that's why we're gonna go to Civil War, because all this shit is fucking bullshit. Yes, friends, don't worry, fucking Iran is gonna start all this shit, and sooner or later, we will be free. Yes, friends, all this bullshit has to go away. Well, what's gonna happen? Either we do or we don't, and if we don't do anything, we deserve the fucking shit that happens to us. Yes, friends, but whatever, just be strong and keep your things fucking squared tight, because shit's gonna get fucking bad. Yes, work out, friends. Save your money. Get fucking food, ammo, medicine, all the stuff that you need. So like that, you don't suffer, because shit, people is gonna be doing some stupid shit in the future. Yes, let them fucking die. You stay safe and protected. When all this fucking shit fucking goes out, all you do is just pop out, and you'll be the last man standing. And that's when things do happen. For the better. Just gotta endure, friends. So, goodbye, friends. I'll talk to you later. Cut! 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 Cut!
Cut! Cut! Cut! Cut! Cut! Cut! Cut! Cut! Cut! Cut! Cut! Cut! Cut! Cut! Cut!
I knew it was coming.
Watch your money, boy.
So that's her nigga right there with the red hat on. He out here with his other bitch. So she was telling her bitch about how he beat her ass, and then they started fighting. I'm confused.